every single time. I don't even like seeing that movie because it kills me every single time when Andy gives away his toys to that little girl. I cannot, because it's like showing like how he's growing up. And when he goes back to grab the toys and he's like, no.
Yeah, I just like to whisper that.
What?
Like
That
him.
was your word. Whisper.
Everyone.
Hi.
Welcome back. My name is Chelsea.
I'm Angelica.
And together we're
Two
two random
random girls.
girls.
So today we're gonna be talking about the saddest movies we've seen, but it's also a twist today's episode because we're gonna play a game that I've seen on other podcasts play. And basically, we each asked ChatGPT to generate four words for us. So there's like secret words that we're gonna have to like incorporate into the conversation throughout the 1 hour podcast. And we only have four guests. So there's four words and we have four guests. So if Chelsea's word is, let's say, Mary, and she's like, da, 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 Mary, and then I think that's her word. And if I guess it, and if I'm right, then I get a point. If I'm wrong, then negative. Like, nobody gets a point.
Okay.
And whoever has the most points at the end wins. Or if, like, let's say you don't guess any of mine, I win.
Okay.
So that's the game, and we have our four words. Okay. But first, with the sad movies, which one would you put as number one? Or should we go from lower to number one last?
Yeah.
Low key, right? Yeah,
Yeah, okay.
okay. So I don't know. I didn't really do okay. I just know my top three. But one of them that really made me sad, it's not even a sad movie, guys. It's just one scene that I was with Chelsea with. I don't think she put this movie though. But the movie Mamma Mia.
Oh my God, how did I not even? Oh,
Yes.
yeah.
But and I literally thought about that one right, not right now, but like 2 minutes ago. But basically, it's a good movie. I don't really like musicals like that, except High School Musical or Grease. But that one is just too much singing for me, for real. But there was a scene where she sings, "Slipping through my fingers all the time, every moment." That song, that scene from. You guys are gonna see a pattern with my choices of saddest movies. For me, it's just when people grow up, when the characters are mean to the parents, that kills me. So that scene in Mamma Mia specifically killed. Like, I was literally with my two best friends watching this movie sobbing, and I was like, I should text my mom. Yeah.
Literally, no, I was sobbing during that movie too. Like that exact part.
Yeah. I think we were holding hands
Like,
crying to
bro.
this.
No, that one I didn't can't believe I didn't think about that. But that's a scene. Like the whole movie, I love that movie. So,
Yeah.
but that scene, yeah, you're right. That killed me.
That scene.
Yeah, that was so sad.
That scene, and also the song, it doesn't make me sad cry, but it makes me nostalgic.
Oh my
17.
gosh, that song
Yeah.
also. It makes me cry, I'm not gonna lie.
I think it is a sad song.
It makes me so sad, and I just be dancing to it just like.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie, we went to do karaoke one day.
I always think about
Yeah,
that.
for Rebecca's birthday, and I put that song, and I was like, I always think about us singing that song, and we knew each other when we were 17. Now we're almost up to 27.
I mean, she added a bunch of years, I'm not gonna lie. She added
Five,
three
six,
whole
seven, three
years.
whole years, but like
Yeah,
basically.
basically, yeah.
And I'm like, and just us singing in that karaoke
I
room,
think about
it
that. You
was
don't understand
beautiful.
how often I think about that. I think
Really?
about that a lot.
I thought it was so
I
beautiful.
love that dang song and just
Yeah.
us singing like just so freely.
Yeah. And I think that movie just really shows like you have to enjoy life. You have to enjoy it. That girl enjoyed life with her three different men. Good for her.
She
I'm not
did.
saying go be a whore, but like
No, but enjoy your life.
yeah, enjoy your
Live your
life.
life, you know, for real. Because now she's thinking about it like from her older age. I'm not gonna say old age because she wasn't
Yeah.
that old, but like her older age, thinking back all the crazy things she got into when she was young.
Yep.
Like, oh my gosh, no, because your youth really slips through your fingers.
Bro, we're gonna start crying. If you
No, like
slipping through
honestly.
her fingers.
So I think that my lowest one could be The Good Dinosaur.
Wow. And, I haven't watched that movie.
It's a really good movie.
Oh, and guys, we're going to spoil things because it's talking about the sad thing. So, spoiler alert to all the movies.
But these are old, so.
Yeah.
But, I cried during The Good Dinosaur. I was watching it in the movie theater. Broke my heart when that guy's father died. It was horrible. I was watching with my little sister. I'm like there's a bunch of children in that movie theater. I'm like the only one crying.
They weren't crying?
No. My sister was so embarrassed. She never let me live it down. But no, it really broke my heart. I felt so bad for that dinosaur.
Yeah.
No, it was really... But I put it the lowest only because I'm like, it's not a sad movie. And I don't think I cried as hard as I cried in maybe other ones.
So the other ones. Well, to keep the trend going about like, what's it called? Cartoon movies. I don't remember how hard I cried. I don't think I cried that hard, but I remember it did hit a spot. Inside Out. Mm. Inside Out 2. And I think I might have cried in Inside Out 1, but maybe not. I don't remember. But Inside Out 2, the ending, I thought I wasn't going to cry, but the ending, it got me to cry. Just how, like, girls go through so much, I feel like. I feel like even though it's a movie for, like, kids and boys and girls, I really think it's more towards girls and just how much pressure they have. This girl was trying to please everyone. Her mind went insane. Yeah. I think it was a sad part, but it's also not top sadness. Like, it was, like, a little tears, and I could wipe it off like normal.
I agree. I also had the same, like, wiping up.
What?
Wiping off my tears. Why did it sound like I was Sean Paul?
I was gonna say, is that her word? But okay.
No. No. Oh, thank God you did it, because we would have lost that point. All right. I'm not gonna lie, I feel like the rest are like really sad, but okay, the second one, I'll say like the least, because wait, hold up, let me count how many I have. 3, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I have 11. Yeah, I have 11. Okay, so 11th place was The Good Dinosaur. I think 10th place will be Me Before You, because I'm sure it was a sad movie and I'm sure I cried. It just, I watched it so long ago, I don't remember how hard I cried. But that was a good movie. I know that. And I know I cried because he died.
He killed himself.
Yeah. And she loved him.
She loved... I watched it recently, so I think that's why... But, you know, no, I was going to disagree with you, but I agree with you because I rewatched and I didn't cry.
Really?
I was just more like, no way he actually killed himself when he had this girl that loved him. But it's like Chelsea's poem. One day if she releases it.
Which one?
About the people killing themselves.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
I've been relating to your poem. Not me relating. I'm sorry. That sounds like a cry for help. No, I've been referencing your poem a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I always think about it.
I'm so happy.
Yeah, but Me Before You was like... I think it was a romance sadness, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he... I'll say it. I don't think he should have killed himself.
Yeah.
But then again, he didn't want to feel like a burden, but that girl loved him for real.
But who should kill themselves, right?
That's true.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's like... I don't know. I was going to say there's like conspiracies around it, but I don't even know what.
About the movies? I was like, no, you got me. I was like, what? What was yours?
Mine. A new one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. God, we're getting to the...
No, it's getting hard.
It's getting hard. Okay. Another one. Something Great. The movie, the breakup movie.
Mm-hmm.
Kills me. I mean, doesn't kill me to the extent of the other ones, but to me, it's a really sad movie. People get tired of it, but I'm telling you, I mean, by people, I mean you guys might get tired of it because I always bring it up, but I think it's the best breakup movie ever, and I think it really shows, like, the last time I watched it for real that it made me cry was when I was going through a breakup, so I feel like it's really relatable for when you're going through a breakup and it will make you cry. But it doesn't make you sob, you know?
Yeah.
So that's why it's not up there. The rest, I'm not gonna lie, all of them make me sob, so I can't.
Okay. I think my next one, I think my next one will be 7. So that one is sad though. Like, these are getting really sad. Like, it's sad. Basically, this guy.
Wait, the movie's name is 7?
It's 7, has Morgan Freeman in it. And it's this, and also, what's his name? Brad Pitt. Yeah, mm-hmm. Brad Pitt. And basically, this detective just moves in. He's married with his wife, and they're chasing the serial killer that's like doing the 7 deadly sins. Like, he's killing people by like the sins, and like writing the sin name in like in their blood or whatever. And in the end, he tells the detectives he's gonna show them where his like 7th body is, and he takes them out to this desert place. And basically, in a box, a delivery driver comes, and in the middle of the desert, and hands him his wife's head. Yeah, it was like really sad, and he was like, God. "No!" That's exactly how he screamed it, not too. I think. In the end, he killed the. They tried to make him not kill the guy
killed because the
his last sin was wrath.
What's that?
Like, really anger. Like you'll feel mm-hmm. God's wrath,
mm-hmm. like Noah's Ark.
Yeah, like mm-hmm. yeah, and so he was basically trying to make him like become the sin, because like obviously it's not killing him, but it's his life is gone because he's a police officer and he shot him because the guy's like handcuffed on the ground on his knees.
Is that Brad Pitt?
Yeah, it's Brad Pitt, the detective. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
Rapid to detective.
And Morgan Freeman's the killer.
No, Morgan Freeman's his partner.
Oh, okay.
The killer is just some random other probably famous actor. I don't remember who it was. But yeah, and then he shoots him still like pop, 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 like multiple times, and then he just like drops and he gets arrested.
Oh no!
Morgan Freeman tried to make him stop. He's like, no, don't do it. Think about your life. Like, this isn't what your wife would want. She was pregnant.
I think I saw this movie.
You did?
Yes, I'm pretty sure I saw it, but a long time ago, so I don't remember it. But Morgan Freeman's a detective,
mm-hmm.
and then he finds someone, like Brad Pitt is the one driving, and he knows that they're gonna kill his wife, and then they find her in her house late. Oh no, you just said they.
Yeah, no, they didn't know.
Oh, never mind. I saw a movie where it's like. Like something like that, but they find the wife's body dead on the in the house. They walk in at like late. I don't know what that movie that is, but it probably made me cry too.
Yeah, no, they didn't know that his wife was dead. They didn't even know he even knew his wife. The only reason he knew is because he was like, what? And he starts saying, oh, your wife is so pretty, da da da, like things like that to like tease him to get him, like, you know,
riled up.
Yeah, it was sad.
Damn. Okay, I guess my next one is the movie Two Hearts. I don't know if you've seen it, but
I don't think so.
Basically, it's with Jacob Elordi, mm-hmm. or what's it? Is that his name?
Yeah, it's his name.
Jacob Elordi and this other guy, and the other guy is old, and Jacob Elordi is a young man, and they both have heart problems at the same time. So then. They both get rushed to the hospital, but the movie shows the old guy's life and how he finally fell in love, and Jacob Elordi's life and how he fell in love. And then it follows Jacob Elordi's life of how he got married, da da da, and stuff. And then it all crumbles down. And it shows how that never happened, because Jacob Elordi is the one that didn't survive, and he donated his heart to the older guy.
Wow.
Yeah, but... it's really sad because the whole time you're like, oh, okay, the young guy, like, got to live. And then it all breaks down, and it wasn't true. And he died, and then he donated every part of his body, like his eyes, his heart. And then the guy with the heart, like, reached out and was like, thank you so much for letting your son do this, da da da. And yeah, they were, and the girlfriend laid down on the guy's heart and was like, that's my heart in there. It's pretty sad. It's a pretty sad movie.
The girlfriend of Jacob Elordi laid down the guy's heart.
Yeah, on the old guy's heart.
That is really sad.
Mm-hmm. And bro, oh, and that movie, it's literally like Psych. Because you know how Psych and the pineapple and the pineapples, how they do the thingy? Mm-hmm. In the Two Hearts movie, they do it with another movie. But I don't know. But each guy has the same movie poster in their room.
Oh.
Yeah. But yeah, that's my movie.
Okay. So, I guess my other movie then would be My Girl. Yeah.
Oh my God. I don't remember what happened in that movie, but I saw the scene. I was going to put it too, but I saw the scene of...
Oh, were his glasses?
No, of the little girl crying.
Because he can't see without his glasses?
Mm-hmm. No, because she was... Yes, when he was in the funeral.
Yeah, in the casket.
Yeah.
Yeah, that scene. His glasses, bro. My sister, that movie, like, it tore her apart. Like, she's just bawling. Oh, my God. You can't see without his glasses.
What happened?
I don't remember how he died.
Oh, you don't remember?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
But I did see that a lot on TikTok, like, what saddest movies. And I remember seeing that movie, but I don't know. But that little girl could act, bro.
Yeah, no, that was very heartbreaking.
She was like, put his glasses on. Can't see. No.
Stop, I'm gonna cry. Stop.
And we don't even remember what happened. Why does he die, though?
Let me Google it.
I was gonna put that one too, but I didn't remember what happened in it.
He had a severe allergic reaction to bee stings after accidentally disturbing a bee nest. He was looking for her lost mood ring in the
woods. Was something for her. Damn.
Oh, that's heartbreaking.
That's insane. It's such a, like, little that boy. Was a death? I thought it was, like, cancer or something.
No.
Yeah, that's a really sad movie. Like, I know if I watch it right now, I'd start crying.
Yeah, I just like to whisper that.
What?
Like,
him. That was your word. Whisper.
No,
bro, I'm crying. Was I right?
Yeah, you're right. But no, I was trying to be like, oh, like she whispered that.
I know, but you just made it too hot. No, she said, just like to whisper that. I was like, what?
No, bro, I couldn't play it off. Yeah, I couldn't play it off.
That was funny, bro. Okay, but my next one is also a child death.
Okay.
I have two child death. Okay, I'll start with the first one. And then the second one makes me cry the most.
I think I have that one, too.
The Bridge of Terabithia.
Yeah, that's the one I was gonna say next.
Oh my God. Yeah. Well, this one, I haven't watched this movie in a long time.
Yeah, since I was a kid, but yeah, I remember.
But I remember the heartbreak.
Yeah.
When that girl, no. When they tell him, and also that's where my love for Josh Hutcherson started.
Do you love him?
Hot man.
I love him too.
Hot, beautiful man.
I really love that guy. He's just such a cutie.
He's the one in The Hunger Games, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that movie's pretty sad. Wait, should I say my other child one before?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, this is like maybe top three for me.
That one too? I have it.
Which one? You have it?
Okay, what is it?
Okay, for me, it's called Instructions Not Included.
Oh, no. I feel like I've heard about it, though.
It's the one with Eugenio Derbez, the Mexican guy. Well, it's this Mexican... this Mexican very famous actor, and basically he was a really like man out there, had a lot of girls, like a lot of hoes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then he one day one of his ex-girlfriends dropped off his daughter to him. And he's like, what is this? Like, I'm not going to take care of her. And since she was born, he's been taking care of her. Right? So, and then he became a good dad. He became a stuntman. And so, come over here. He became a stuntman. And that's how he was making a life for her. And she had this trick where she would revive him. And because he would make her think in imagination and like, she thought her mom was an astronaut all around the world, like a perfect woman, a superhero, and she believed all that, right? And then the teachers would tell him, like, you can't have her believe in these things. Like, she has to grow up. She can't believe in these things, right? And then he was like, no, like, she does. Like, da-da-da. I don't want her to know that her mom didn't want her and just dropped me her off for me, right? And so him and the girl are really close, blah, blah, blah. And then basically the mom comes back. She's now a lawyer and she's a lesbian. And so she comes back and the guy has to tell her the truth about how she wasn't a superhero. She was not an astronaut. No, he didn't want to tell her the truth. He was like, let me say this little by little, because while the 8 years of her life, every month, I think, he wrote a letter as the mom and sent it to the little girl. So he told the mom, don't tell her the truth because this is what I've been doing. And then the mom was like, you know what? No, that's not who I am. I was never a superhero. I was never this. I was not. Your dad lied to you. So then the little girl was crying. She ripped all the letters off and she was like, why would you lie to me? Da-da-da. Started hating her dad and fell in love with the mom. Like, oh, no, no. And then the mom was like, oh, don't worry, like, you could come visit us in New York. And the dad never was separated from her. So he was like, no, like, no, I don't like that, blah, blah, blah. And then basically the lesbian and her were like, yeah, like, this isn't a safe environment for her. We want to take her. So they try, they literally go to court to take the little girl from him. And they succeed. The little girl gets, they get custody of the girl and he doesn't get custody. So then they go back to his apartment where they live and then he's packing everything up for her and the little girl's bawling. She's like, no, dad, no, right? And then basically in the trial, they try, Eugenio's friend is like, let me tell the truth about the sickness. Let me tell the truth. And he's like, no, I don't want anybody to know about the sickness, right? And so to this point, everybody thinks he's sick. He's the one that's going to die. And so he's like, no, that's why the girl won the custody, right? The mom. And so when he's packing up the things, the girl's bawling her eyes out. She's like, no, daddy, no, daddy. And then basically she was like, I never want to leave you. You're my dad, like, blah, blah, blah. And he jumps off. He jumps with her out the window and he moves to Mexico with her. Like, he passed, because he knew, like, if he gave her back, he wasn't going to see her. Basically, they move to Mexico. They finally do what she's always wanted to do. Because when he had her as a baby, they went to L.A. to get a good job and blah, blah, blah. So they went to Mexico now. The people aren't looking for them because they don't know where he is. And then they did what she always wanted to do because she's always really brave. And he was always really brave, even though he wasn't. But he was putting a front for her. And they jumped off this cliff, blah, blah, blah.
8 years old?
Yeah. And he says they lived the best month ever. And then the movie ends with her laying on his legs. And then he says, and then she died. She was the one with the sickness. Bro, when I tell you, Chelsea, that movie makes me sob.
Sorry, guys, I'm gonna sob.
It was so sad. But you should watch it. It's such a good movie because the whole movie is comedy. Like, you just laugh during the whole movie. And then, boom, heartbreak. Mm-hmm. Because even if it was him, I would have been sad. But the fact that he kept being strong, he kept trying to make her imagination, like, the whole movie is him being, like, maybe too goofy with her, but it was because he knew she could have died at any moment. So he was making her life perfect. And that stupid mom pissed me off, bro. I hate that girl.
No, that's really sad.
Yeah.
Okay, so My next one, I'm just gonna start just saying them instead of trying to rank them.
Yeah.
So I have Johnny Darko. So Johnny Darko is like, it's not like a super sad of a movie. It's like really like kind of a psychological, like, but basically it's like this guy and he wakes up and it's like,
whisper.
I'm not gonna lie, now I can't remember it, but I feel like he might be living the same day over and over again. Mm-hmm. Or no, he knows, like, okay, that's what he knows. He knows that he's like, the end of the world is coming. Mm-hmm. And he's seen this huge elephant, this huge, it's either a white bunny or something, but this is guy in a mask, like, and he keeps seeing him everywhere.
Wait, why'd you say elephant?
Like, it's because it's a mask. Mm. Yeah,
okay.
But
it is a bunny. Johnny Darko.
It is. You've seen it before?
No, but I think I've seen the Alejandro keeps wanting me to watch that movie.
It's a really good movie. And
it's with that guy, right?
Yeah.
That guy. He does the Nightcrawler.
I'm not sure, but he's famous.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I can't remember his name, but yeah. He also has another movie that made me cry too. But basically, at the end of the
Jake Gyllenhaal,
yeah. At the end of the movie, Johnny, he dies, but like to save everyone, because apparently, if he survived, what happens is that it was like a different universe or whatever, and a plane fell on his house, but in the universe where he kept on living, things just started happening, like a bunch of people died.
I wonder why.
Yeah, and in the end, it was like countdown to the. It was like all the stuff happened like after. So he was like, he now knowing that it was like he saw what happened like that. I don't know how to explain it. I'm not gonna lie. It's a like a psychological like universal like movie. Like mm-hmm. It's really. It's not convoluted, but it's hard to explain. Mm-hmm. Like you definitely should watch it. But in the end, I just cried a lot because I was just like, dang, this guy. I was like, why didn't he just get up? He knew what was going to happen. He just could have just gotten up.
Yeah.
Because the plane fell through his room. It didn't like, it landed right in his room before he survived because he had left his house because if the bunny woke him up.
You're lucky I know that movie screen, because I would have been like bunny elephant.
You tried.
Yeah, I know I tried.
But yeah, and I cried because I was just like, dang, like he was so young and he died, and bro, it just made me so sad. It just felt so bad.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I have to watch that movie for real.
It's a good movie. I didn't explain it well at all. Like nobody probably understands what
this movie is. But I think I understand. Like it's like that movie that we were gonna put but we didn't put.
Which one?
The night where she keeps the purgatory where she keeps reliving. Yeah. If I say. That's a good movie, but it didn't really make me cry, to be honest. Okay. Oh, I did this one already. Now the heavy hitters. Basically, I'm gonna say these three together because they're all about the same thing.
Okay.
Hachi, Marley and Me, and Little Q. Little Q is the one I watched the most recently, so I don't know if this has anything to do with it, but Little Q is the one that made me sob the most. Mm. That damn movie. And you know what's good? Because I watched it with subtitles. I don't hate reading. I like to read. But I hate doing movies where I have to read the subtitles. But guys, imagine how good that movie was, that me reading subtitles and I sobbed my eyes out. That damn Little Q. You ask me what happens in that movie, I don't remember. But I have a video, I'll include it.
This is the video because I saw a video about a dog dying. I don't know what I would do about Gigi died. So please don't give me this. Pay more attention to her. God, I want her in stuff when you have time. And I'll see ya, papi. Just pay more attention.
gonna go to sleep now. Very powerful stuff. And then Hachi, of course. Have you watched? You watch Hachi, right? Mm-mm. Wow. Well, Hachi is a story about, it's like one of the most famous, like, sad movies about a dog. But basically, this guy had the dog, which is a man's best friend. And it's a true story. And I think Little Q is also a true story. And Marley and Me, I think, is also a true story.
Really?
Might be. But Hachi, for sure. So Hachi, basically, the man dies, or the man, something happens to that man, but Hachi would pick this man up every day because he was a professor at the train station every single day. And when that man disappeared or died, I think he died, Hachi would go every single day until Hachi died to that train station to wait for him, and he never showed up. Nah, Hachi's crazy, bro. Hachi's crazy because he's on his deathbed, still going. And I think he dies there, on that spot. He either went back every day, or he never left. After the day that that guy never showed up, he never left.
That's so sad.
I think he never left because people would bring him food. A man's best friend. And I'll be honest, I have no idea what happened to Marley and Me. Haven't seen that movie in a long time.
Marley and Me destroyed my sister.
Marley?
Marley, yeah. Destroyed her. Bro, like, my parents, like, they'd never forget this. Like, we were all asleep, and it was, like, during a weekend. She would wake up to go watch movies, and we just hear her sobbing downstairs in the living room, just crying.
No, by herself.
No. Yeah, by herself. And my parents, like, what happened? She's like, the dog, it died. And they're like, like, there's no way this girl's over here sobbing. It's like 7, 8 a.m. on a Saturday, and she's bawling her eyes out.
She probably thought it was a good movie to watch, you know?
Like, speaking of the devil, she's calling me now.
We should answer, hello, you're on Two Random Girls.
No, for real. No, but yeah, it was really sad.
Dang, that's insane. Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna just pull these together too.
Okay.
So Anne Frank and all Holocaust movies I have watched in school. So,
tell me about it,
bro. No, like The Boy in the Striped Pajamas, like all those movies. And I used to go, like, in school, like they used to take us to these like really indie Holocaust movies each year. Cried. Anne Frank, bro. I still remember bawling my eyes out at the end when they're all leaving the annex, and it tells you, like, each person, like, as they walk down, it tells you what happened to them. And I'm just bawling the entire time. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, no, like, just thinking, like, how everything could have been different for them. Like, yeah. They had dreams, they had, like, futures that were just ripped.
No, that movie out is hard. Hands,
bro, no.
I'm not sure if it's the Anne Frank movie, but it's the movie about how Anne Frank had a best friend in the Holocaust.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and how I saw that movie in any of those movies. Any of those
movies is just heartbreaking, yeah.
Because it's like they didn't deserve that. Nobody in this planet ever deserves that treatment.
Yeah.
Unless they're murderers or mean people. But innocent people? Little kids? No. Yes, I know. All the Holocaust movies are really bad. But
yeah.
Also, Chelsea, just any of them. I'm telling you, the indie movies, nobody was crying but Chelsea. Chelsea would literally hold me. We went in school. She was holding me, my shoulder, pulling my shoulder down. Make it stop, Angelica. Make it stop. Tell them to stop. And I'm there like, because it wasn't just our class, like, it was other classes of other schools, and I'm like, oh my god, I apologize for her, but you know.
No, like, that movie destroyed me. It destroyed me. I was bawling my eyes out. Like, I swear, each year somebody has a recording of me just crying.
And it would be the same movie she would watch every year. That was my first time watching it, but this was her third time, and that girl.
Yeah, no. No, that movie killed me.
Yeah, she didn't play.
I only have four left.
Okay, I have 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, 4, 2.
Oh, gee. Okay.
Period. Okay. Okay. Ooh, which one should I do? Okay. I'm gonna do up because I don't remember him making me cry that much. I don't remember. Does he die? Oh, never mind. Sobbed completely then. Yeah, up. I had it there because I remember people, I mean, people were saying it was sad and stuff. But yeah, I didn't really remember it. But yeah, if he died, I could imagine why I was crying.
Yeah.
So that was one.
Mine is Requiem for a Dream. That one
Oh.
was really, really sad. I cried a lot because I was like, dang. Oh my God, I cried a
That's the
lot.
Asian one you said, right?
No. It's American. It's about these drug people. Like, not these drug people, but they just get addicted to drugs and like their lives just go horribly. This guy's mother, they're both of them. He ends up in jail, I think, with his limbs cut off because he got like he got so high on like the drugs, he kept putting it in. Like in the same thing, he got so badly like infected. Oh, it was horrible. And they were showing it to you. It was so horrible. It really just shows you like the illness that is drug addiction.
Yeah.
And this mother, she went to she thought she was gonna be on a TV show, but I think it was a scam. She was like to get ready for the TV show, she went to the doctor to get medication, to lose weight. But they were giving out, I think it was like a Adderall, like they were giving out that those medications
Yeah.
for weight loss and stuff. And unregulated, she really didn't. That girl was, she started like only eating those pills. Like she wasn't even eating food. She was hallucinating. The fridge was talking to her. She lost so much weight. She lost so much weight, and she basically like just lost her mind. She went to the doctor, and the doctor wouldn't like reduce the pills or whatever or nothing. He just kept giving her those pills to her. That one killed me in the end when I saw her in that hospital. Just like she used to be this bright old lady. She used to talk with her friends, you know, just chat with them.
Yeah.
Oh my God, seeing her in that hospital with her mind just
Gone.
gone. Like that one destroyed me. That girl, oh my God, they were just, it followed four people, the mom, the son ended up in like jail with like the limbs, and they all like took the same position. In the end, they all just went into the fetal position, and it just showed you, like, it was just like, no, it was really sad.
I remember Chelsea talking to me about this one. I was confusing it with another one, but I think you have the other one there too.
Yeah.
Damn. Sorry guys, the camera just went dark, but I think it's fine. Okay. So my next one is A Walk to Remember. Basically this is about a love story. About this cool guy. Oh, God, what a beautiful love. About this cool guy that gets falls in love with a nerd, and basically all the popular guys would bully her, and then he one day defended her, and it was just the most beautiful love story, and then da da da, and they fell in love. He becomes like obsessed with her until like she finally tells her him the truth that she has like basically terminal cancer, and this didn't make him stop because she said it for him to like not get too close to her, and they get married, and then after they get married she dies. God, that one kills me. That one kills me.
It's really sad. So I guess my next one would be Everything Everywhere All at Once. That movie, each time I watch it, I cry. Like it's actually just so beautiful. Like I honestly think you would like it, Angelica, if
Yeah,
you
I don't know.
rewatch it again, because it has everything that you like. Like the story behind it, like what it's talking about, just like mother and daughter, like their relationship. Bro.
I
Also the
think I'm not
mom
cinematic,
too.
like.
Like the mom like losing herself, like not even following her own dreams and because she had a family. And in this universe, when she's like facing all the other universes or whatever, she's seeing herself do the things that she wanted to do at once, and once she was a movie star, once she was like this
Yeah.
singing girl, And it makes me cry so much because she also not starts resenting her husband, thinking like he it's like his fault or something, like he like weighed her down. But in the end, she like realizes she loves her family and she loves him and he loves her. Oh my god, no, this is getting crazy. And he loves her so much, and he tells her in one of the universes, like, even though they didn't even know each other in this universe, like, they knew each other, like, when they were, like, kids, but, like, they haven't seen each other, they didn't end up married. He tells her, like, and she tells him that in one universe, we just sit, like, and just do tattoos together, and he tells her, I would have loved to just sit and do tattoos with you. And he walks away, and her husband loves her.
I'm not gonna lie, I probably, I mean, I know I saw that movie, but I did not see that movie.
Bro, me and my parents knocked out,
and I remember that the whole time I thought the dad was the bad guy.
No.
Damn.
Even my aunt cried, and she's like, she barely understands English. Like,
I was waiting for that. I was like, I'd say it.
Like, she barely understands English, and she cried. Like, even, like, her daughter, like, resenting her because her daughter is like, I'm not perfect. I'm not who you want me to be. And she's like, you're my daughter, like, you're all I want you to be, like, you're already it, like, no matter what. Because, you know, she's a mom, she's like, oh, you're getting fat, you have to eat, what's it called, oh, what are you doing?
That's just moms, especially like moms that aren't American, oh, even American moms, anyway.
No, that movie makes me really sad.
Yeah, okay.
She just really understands, like, the treasure that it is, that her family is, like, all the love that she has.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Okay, my top two. Okay, should I just say both of them?
Yeah.
Okay. Number one is Toy Story 3.
Oh,
number two is Click.
Oh, my God. Click you is my... Click? In my top two too.
Oh my god, that's how you know it's a sad one. So I'll go with Toy Story 3 and then Click, so we could transition. Toy Story 3, guys, demolishes me every single time. I don't even like seeing that movie because it kills me every single time when Andy gives away his toys to that little girl. I cannot, because it's like showing like how he's growing up, and when he goes back to grab the toys and he's like, no. When he grabs Woody, oh my, I can't. I literally cannot survive that scene. I just hate when people have to grow up and, like, toys are such a special part in everyone's life.
Yeah.
Like, I can't ever imagine me giving away my stuffed animals. And I will never, because of Toy Story. Like, imagine, they were all like, what's happening? Woody's like, Andy. Sorry. And then click gets me, because I'm not gonna lie, the only one that was gonna make me cry here was Toy Story 3. Click gets me though, because it's just the way that we don't appreciate the times that we're in. We just are always thinking about the future, about more money, about this, and how Adam Sandler was never appreciating the damn flip, the damn coin trick.
Bro, that thing destroyed me. He told his dad, like, oh, I didn't know I always knew. And he was so sad. And then when he finds out that his dad died, he just keeps rewinding his little face
about how he would be so happy and then sad when he wouldn't pay attention to him. Happy every time. And that's...
I know, that movie made me so sad. And then in the end, when he's trying to run to his son from the hospital,
and the son doesn't care.
No, like, they didn't. He reaches them in the rain, and he dies. Like, yeah, he dies like in the rain, and he tells them like, hold on to each other.
Adam Sandler doesn't die in the movie. Oh, does. When he's fat.
Yeah,
but not in real life. He doesn't die in the real life.
I mean, no, not in real life, but in the ending of his.
He's super chubby.
No, he wasn't even chubby. He had already lost the weight. It was after the wedding of his son. He fainted in the wedding when he was dancing and everything.
He woke
up in the hospital. They were all leaving. It was raining.
But remember, at the end, he goes back to, like,
like, that scene where he's running after them.
No, I got scared. I was like, wait, does he die?
Click disturbed me.
Yeah.
Cried really hard. So, now we reach my top movie.
She's definitely gonna cry.
Yeah, this one like destroys me. Like just thinking about it just really just breaks my heart. But my top movie is Iron Claw. So it's a movie that follows like this boxing family. It's boxing. It's all like all sons, and like they get like really famous. Like they have their own little show and everything. They even travel, and it's like all sons. But then like they all die. Like first they started off with the young son, like when he was just a child, he had died. I don't remember what he had died from, but he died. And then it follows the other ones as like they're just being brothers, like they're hanging out, they're talking, they're getting married, like they're all at their at his wedding, the oldest one's wedding. And the first one dies, he like travels to like Japan or something, he goes to another country for a boxing thing, he dies in that other country. He had like something, I think he was like taking steroids or some like medication, something for
becoming stronger.
Yeah, for becoming stronger. And it hurt his stomach. Even at the wedding, he was like throwing up in the bathroom, and everyone was asking, hey, what's wrong, what's wrong? He was like, nothing, nothing. So he died. And then the second, they had this young kid, and he tried to, like, he wasn't really, like, meant for that life, but he started going into the boxing, and he got hurt during the boxing, and he became, like, disabled, I think. Mm-hmm. And one day he, like, he's just, like, tired because he wasn't born that way. He became that way after an accident, and he just didn't feel like himself, and I'm pretty sure he killed himself. And like he was just getting sadder and sadder, and then there was only two brothers left, three of them had died, so there's only two. And he was getting like, obviously they went through a lot. He got drunk one day, he went on a motorcycle ride, and he got into a crash, and he lost his leg. He lost one leg, and he kept trying to like be normal or whatever, but he was getting sad, and his brother knew he was getting sad. So he called his father, the older brother called the father, and he was like, hey, like, can you go to him? Like, go to him and check up on him right now, please. Like, I can't get there on time. Because at this point, he's married and he has two children of his own. He's like, I'm going to try and get there, like, as soon as I can. And he pulls up to, like, their house. And their father's always been, like, really hard on them or whatever. And he runs into the house. He pulls up to the house. He runs into the house to go look for his brother. And as he runs into the house, he makes it into the house. And he hears a gunshot. And he goes outside. He's like, no, no. And he finds his brother, his only brother left, by a tree, dead. And he just, he goes to his father. He's like, I told you to look after him. I told you to go get him. He wasn't okay. And he literally takes, like, the body of his last brother, and he brings it inside. And he puts him on the dining room table, and he just lays there. He just sits there, and he just cries. He just cries. And then they show you, like heaven or something, and all the brothers are there. And then their little brother, the first one that died that they never met, he died way before them. He was, like, 7 or 8 when he died. They meet him. They're like, hey, are you our little brother? I mean, our older brother. And they're like, yeah. And they all hug, and they're like all together. Like they're happy. And then it cuts off to the older brother. He's by himself. I'll just call him Zac Efron because Zac Efron plays him. And Zac Efron is by himself. He's in his house. He has two sons, and he's just watching them play. Like, they're running around, and he just falls to his knees, and he just starts crying. And he just starts crying, and his sons run to him, and they're like, "Dad, like, what's wrong? Like, why are you crying?" And he's like, "I used to be a brother too." They're like, "What happened to your brothers?" And he's like, "They're gone." So his sons tell him that they'll be his brother.
That's a beautiful line. Guys, I want you to know, this is not a show. She does this every single time she talks about this movie. One day we were at work and this is what she was doing. But I can't even blame her. I kept crying at work for some reason also. But yeah.
No, like that movie, just like really destroys me. It's so sad. Like, it's so beautiful. Like, the relationship. Zac Efron, bro. Like, I don't think anyone understands. Bro, he's an actor. Zac Efron. No, like, he's an actor.
Did he win any awards?
They robbed him of that award. He didn't win. No.
That thing is rigged. Did you see how Emilia Paris got so much things?
Oh, my. Like, they don't know, like, what acting is, bro. I'm telling you.
Wiki got
Zac
nothing.
Zac Efron has... There's no one that's ever played a movie, a role as greatly as Zac Efron played that role. Zac Efron is an actor. Like, he is amazing. Like, honestly, like, if anybody for some reason thought he couldn't act or he was just a Disney guy, they need to watch that movie.
Would you watch it again?
I cannot watch it again.
I don't think she can. This is how she's... Every time she recaps it, you...
Bro... Each time I recap it, the emotion? Do you know? Just thinking about how Zac Efron, the face of Zac Efron, his words, him yelling at his father, like,
"Go check.
I told you to go." Yeah. Oh my God, bro. Everybody was an amazing actor in there. Like, they all did it, like, play their roles very well, but Zac Efron, he really, and this is a true story. And that's also what made me cry even harder, because he just wanted a big family. He wanted to live on all of them together. And in the end, it says he got to have his big family. They all live together, and it's like a bunch of grandchildren.
Oh, good for him.
Oh my God. It's literally so beautiful.
Damn, I want to watch it, but I'm afraid I'm going to beat Chelsea.
Like, Angelica, I'm telling you, bro. Like, and it just makes me so sad, because I just think of, like, I don't have brothers, but I'm not a brother. Yeah. Like, I'm not a man who has a brother, but, like, I'm a girl who has sisters. And it just made me so sad just thinking about that, like, losing that, like relationship that's so important to you,
yeah,
and just being left alone. And it was just so also like so crazy, because like obviously they were together in like heaven, like all his brothers that they were gone, and he was the one that was like alone.
Yeah, and he was the one that wanted it the most.
He loved his brothers. He was such a good brother, and he couldn't save them. That was crazy. He kept trying. Even the last one, he couldn't save. And he tried.
Damn. Is the real guy still alive?
Yeah. Damn. Like, at the time of the...
I think that he took a picture with Zac Efron, right?
Did he?
I think so. Like, to show how Zac Efron looks so much like him.
Zac Efron, like... Nah, man, like... That guy's an actor. He's an actor. Like, I love... Like, there's so... I'm not gonna lie. This movie will stick with me for, like, ever. Like,
yeah.
I cry at almost every single movie I watch. Like, if it's emotional, if it's happiness, if it's, like, sad, I'm gonna cry. But, like, not many of them, like, I can recount. And I feel the same exact emotion I felt when I was... watching that movie, because I was in that movie theater bawling my eyes out. I was like,
oh my God,
huffing and puffing, like, I saw it at the movie theater.
Oh my god. I saw it like in a room or something.
No, I was there bawling my eyes out. Like, I couldn't stop crying. I had mascara on, so there's like raccoon eyes just everywhere. I'm like huffing and puffing, just trying to like be calm, you know? No.
Damn.
Each time I think about that movie, like, no other movie has ever, like, I feel like
given me that.
Zac Efron did that for me. Like, he.
Zac Efron. Come to the podcast. We'd love to have you.
No, like, Zac Efron's a man, bro. He's an actor. I love that movie. If you guys haven't watched it, like, watch it. That movie deserves critical acclaim.
Yeah. Ugh, beautiful. It has to be. Wait, this is so random. I'm so sorry. Mm. But is Toy Story 3 where the little velvet man is? The little bear? Is he in that one? Or is he in the 4?
I think it's the second one.
He's not in the second one.
Is it 3?
Yeah, it is 3. Because that's where he makes his appearance, right?
Yeah, because they wouldn't know him before. They meet him
at the daycare.
Yeah.
Oh my god. So they donated. Oh, sorry. It's gonna make me mad.
Yeah.
And what happened to the little guy that sneezes? He wheezes? What does he do?
What?
The little penguin. Does he sneeze? Does he wheeze?
I'm not really ringing.
You don't know that guy? The little black penguin, I think it is. He's like, it's a wheeze, I think. Mm. Okay, anyway. Yes, guys, that was our sad movie, right? Do we have any more notes?
No.
Okay. And to the game, did you use any of your words?
Yep.
What? All of them?
No, not all of them.
How many?
I used 2. You guessed 1.
Oh, my God. Okay, can I guess another one? Like, yeah. Let me guess. Universal?
No.
Was it when you were talking about was the bunny?
No.
Oh,
though that would have been a perfect time for me to put one of them in.
What was it?
I should have put giraffe. I was thinking about it, but then I was
you kept saying random animals.
Yeah, but then I was like, no, if I put it in now, she's gonna be like, wait a second, giraffe, penguin, elephant.
Elephant. Yeah. Okay, which ones did you use? Which one did I not get?
Treasure.
When did you say that one?
It was talking about everything everywhere all at once. And I was like, and she finally answered the treasure that is like.
I was gonna say because your eyes went big. I remember, but then I was like. I gave a wink to the camera every time I did it too.
Every time? How many times did you do it? You're lying. I didn't get that one.
Except the last 2, I didn't wink to the camera because I made it too hot.
Oh my gosh.
You want to get any?
A girl, nothing. Not even a. Were they regular words? Because one of them was marshmallow.
Yeah, mine were. Okay, are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Velvet. That little velvet man.
Oh my gosh! I was so confused. I was like, what velvet man? I'm not gonna lie, I forgot we were doing this.
Sneeze. The sneeze or the wheeze? Did he sneeze or wheeze?
You're crazy!
Sorry, that was really disturbing. But it's okay. Those 2 I did now. And then the other one, what was it? Pineapple.
Oh, and you know how snipe.
I was like, I don't know how she believed. I was like.
Because it made sense to the posters.
Yeah, that was a lie. But I was like, the only way I would get pineapple in here if it's like reference, like.
Yeah.
That one and the other. Oh, conspiracy. I remember when I was like, oh yeah, it's like a conspiracy theory. I was like, what? That makes no sense. And then you were like, huh, what are you talking about?
I was like, you did that so good. I'm crying.
Thank you.
Oh my god. I honestly just.
No, she never even guessed one.
Never.
Oh, did you guess? No, you didn't guess nothing.
I didn't nothing. Guess nothing. Because it all flowed. Yeah, there was nothing. You. Like, I didn't.
I think next round we have to do them harder.
Okay.
Like, they had, like, Fergalicious. And then another one was Quasimodo. Like, they had a little bit harder.
I think Marshmallow was hard.
Marshmallow was hard.
Yeah. I had Whisper, Marshmallow, Giraffe, and.
But, like, low key, like, my plan was to make up a story. Like, I was gonna say for Marley and Me, but I kept missing. But I was gonna say for Marley and Me, yeah. And or for Little Q, and Little Q had this little velvet thing that this little velvet necklace that he couldn't, the collar that he couldn't take off. And I had it planned already. But then I said a little cute. I didn't say nothing about the velvet. So that's why I was like, I got to sneak them in right now. No, thank God you forgot.
No, I literally forgot.
Wait, what was the last one?
It was treasure, but that's the one. It's the one I did. Yeah.
You oh, damn. I'm going to see my face when you said treasure. I went like this and I went like that to the camera. But I said, damn, and I can't believe I didn't see you wink.
I did. I winked. You might have to cut it off. I think it might look crazy, bro.
Girl, after I did that's. But
okay.
Thank you guys for watching.
Yeah, and please, guys, if you agree with any of our takes, if you don't agree, if you just want to tell us your own like top sad movies that make you cry, let us know down in the comments.
Yeah, this is the first time Chelsea says the comment.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm so happy. But yeah, like, let us know any other sad movies we missed and that we should see. And as always, guys,
don't forget to like,
comment,
subscribe, and we'll see you next time on Two Random Girls. Bye.